fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 19th day of June, Fires Monday. The prep tip of the day is to make sure you have alternative power for your home, for your bug-out location. This is, in my opinion, not optional. Make sure it's in good condition and ready to go when you need it. This is Fires Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there. Teach you how to properly clean your rifle. And the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging devices, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, is it time for a firearms tip of the week, sir? Sam, I think you're on mute. Hello, Sam. Hello, Sam, again. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you now. Yes, sir. I think it's time for a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about controls on your weapon system. Start with the AR-15. We require, when you come and train at the Freedom Center, that you have ambidextrous controls on your rifle. There are very good reasons for that. Let's talk about the ambidextrous charging handle first. Normal AR-15 comes with a charging handle that can only be locked or unlocked from the left side of the weapon system. You need to be able to pull that charging handle back by only touching one side, and you need to be able to do it from the left side only and also from the right side only. Why is that? Because to lock your weapon back, to lock the bolt back, you want to use the right side of the charging handle and have your left thumb on the bolt catch, on the lower part of the bolt catch. When you tap rack, if you've had a malfunction, you want to keep your right hand on the pistol grip with your finger on the trigger. You're actively fighting. And when you tap the bottom of the magazine and then rack the charging handle, you want to do that from the left side only. So there's two critical functions of the charging handle. One is clearing the weapon quickly and efficiently, or let's say you have a double feed. Your first step is to lock the bolt back, take the pressure off the double feed, then clear the magazine, then clear the weapon system. That needs to be done from the right side to be done quickly. When you're tapping and racking on, let's say you have a malfunction, you have a click from your trigger, nothing comes out the end of your barrel, your immediate response is to tap the magazine, make sure it's fully seated, and then rack the charging handle. That needs to be done from the left side. So it's very critical to have an ambidextrous charging handle on an AR-15 M4 type weapon system. Same thing with the mag release. Same thing with the safety. And here's why. When you are shooting from behind cover, you don't necessarily, or if ever, get to choose the cover that's available for you. If you're being attacked, your attacker chose the cover that's available to you based on when he chose to attack. That's not your choice. That was your adversary's choice. You don't have control most of the time of the cover that's available to you. Sometimes you have to shoot around the left side of cover. Sometimes you have to shoot around the right side of cover. Sometimes you have to shoot underneath a vehicle. Sometimes you have to shoot over the top of a horizontal wall or horizontal cover. It just depends on what cover is available when you're attacked. That reality, and that reality alone, drives the necessity, the absolute need for ambidextrous controls on your rifle system. You may have to shoot left-handed around the left side of vertical cover. And if you're right-handed and you only have right-handed controls, you're not going to be efficient, you're not going to be effective, and you're not going to be able to keep that gun in the fight like you would if you had ambidextrous controls on your weapon system. At the Freedom Center, we don't have right-handed and left-handed shooters. We have warriors. You will learn very quickly to shoot with either hand of your weapon system in our training program for the very simple reason you don't get to choose the cover that's available. What if you have a large tree or a vehicle and your partner that's with you is on right side of cover? What does that leave you? That leaves you the left side of cover to shoot from. You have to be able to be effective left-handed, even though traditionally you were right-handed as a shooter. And people don't realize how easy it is to learn to shoot with the other hand. We have people come in our classes all the time that are what we call cross-eye dominant. So their left eye is dominant, but they shoot with their right hand because they're right-handed. And we instantly move them to the left side of their body with a holster on the left side, and we have them start shooting left-handed because they're left eye dominant. And then we teach them to close their left eye and shoot with their right eye when they're shooting around the right side of cover. All of these things are doable. All of these things are simple. All of these things are easy. But understand, to be able to fight properly from behind cover, which you should always be doing if cover is available, you need to be able to shoot with either hand, and you need controls, must have ambidextrous safety, ambidextrous charging handle, and hopefully an ambidextrous magazine release. These are super important controls on a rifle system, because when you're attacked, it's not the same as being at the range and shooting in a clinical controlled environment. When you're attacked, it's chaotic. You don't get to choose the cover. You're going to have to fight from behind. Most often, you will not get to choose that. But you need to be there immediately, and you need to get that gun running immediately. And if that means left-handed, that's what it means. If you're left-handed and that means right-handed, then that's what it means. And you need to understand how important these ambidextrous controls are to be effective in a firefight. Still with me, John?
I said, well said, Sam. Yes. Well, if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Sam, tell us about the current group purchase of thermal imaging, if you would, please.
Yeah, we're very big on thermal sights, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One is, it's very difficult to hide from thermal. It's easy to hide from night vision. I can train a chimpanzee how to hide from night vision in about 7 minutes. Thermal is much more difficult to hide from, and it's much more effective for identifying threats. Why do we care about thermal and night vision? The reason we care is because there's about a 95% chance if you have to use your weapon to defend your own life, the lives of your family, the lives of your neighbors, it'll be in the dark at night. And the thermal is a huge advantage. It's a game changer. And so we absolutely recommend that you not only get a thermal sight, but you get training on how to use it in the dark. The other thing that people don't realize about thermal is it's very good, excellent for finding camouflage threats during the daytime. Where night vision is pretty much useless during the day, thermal, on the other hand, sees exactly the same picture during the day as it does at night. And it's much easier to find a threat with a thermal sight in the daytime than it is with 20 power binoculars. Because, once again, it's easy to camouflage yourself from visible light or from night vision. It's very, very difficult to camouflage yourself from thermal signature. And so it's absolutely critical that if you're serious about defending anything, that you have a thermal sight sighted in on an M4 or an AR-15 type weapon system. And we sell probably more thermal than anybody in the Midwest. And we've tested all the thermals out there, just about everything. And we have a very, very educated opinion. We train people on how to use thermal in our advanced classes. And so we know what works in the real world and what doesn't. And generally, every 2 to 3 weeks, we have a group purchase for thermal. And if you're one of these people that lives with margin and you're not cash poor and you have an AR-15 or a long-range rifle system, you absolutely want to get thermal and get comfortable with it, get some practice with it so that you're effective at night in case you ever have to use it.
All right. Well said. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. I heard that guy from, I believe he's from Great Falls, that owns that store, or at least one of the owners. He said that the warrant was for only for financial records, but they took those forms because they do, and he said they do paper forms. They do not do electronic forms. I'll bet that's the reason they did it, is because he does paper forms.
You're talking about the gun store operator that had his 40
in Montana, yeah.
Confiscated.
Yeah.
And what crime was he being charged with?
It was, he said the warrant was only for financial records.
For financial records.
And he also said, you know, he doesn't operate on that much of a profit margin. He's going to have to set up a Give, Send, Go account just to try to help him pay for lawyers to get those things back.
Well, and see, what people don't realize is that this 85,000 new IRS agents thing that the Democrats pushed and some of the Republicans supported, which is disgusting by any measure, it's not just about the money. It's about attacking gun owners. So if they can claim, oh, you did this wrong on your taxes, so we're going to sign an affidavit and get a warrant and search your home. Oh, and we found this gun and this gun and this gun and this gun and this gun, and we think you're a danger to society, so we're going to confiscate your guns too, not just your financial records. See, people don't understand how these federal agencies work and how they go in on a pretext. Just like they did in Mar-a-Lago when they searched Trump's place. They went in on a pretext, but that's not what they were really doing. They were doing something else. They went in on a false pretext. And that's how these federal agencies work. They're criminal organizations. They don't respect people's rights. Generally speaking, if the affiant signs an affidavit to get a warrant and... Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't hear anything. Sam, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear
okay.
me now?
Okay, I hear you fine. It went away for a little bit. I don't know why.
Yeah, let me repeat what I said. These bogus federal agencies are criminal organizations that are going into people's homes on false pretexts. That's why they want another 80,000 IRS agents. So they can go into American homes under false pretexts and confiscate guns. And people need to understand this. They need to understand how crooked these federal agencies are.
And he did say that he had a good relationship with the local BATF. So anyway, that's all I had, guys. Thanks.
A lot of the ATF guys are good guys. They understand the Second Amendment. I've had ATF agents tell me to my face, if they tell us to confiscate guns, I'm turning in my gun and my badge. I mean, a lot of ATF agents are decent men. Here's the problem. Just like in the Mar-a-Lago raid of President Trump, that was not handled by a local FBI office. That was handled by the Washington, D.C. office, which is highly irregular, which is pretty strong and convincing evidence that it was politically motivated. When you see something handled by a local office based on probable cause, you've probably got a reasonable assumption of criminal activity on the part of the suspect. When you see orders, communications, things coming from D.C. to a local office and a raid resulting from that, you can pretty much bet it's politically motivated.
Okay. Sherry, anything else? Sherry, you still there?
Did we lose Sherry?
I guess we lost Sherry. Let's go to our next call. We've got Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, do you have any pros or cons on the boar snake way of cleaning a rifle barrel or any kind of boar? It's called a poppy boar snake.
Don't do it. Don't ever use a boar snake in a rifle.
Okay.
That is not the right way to clean a rifle. That, see, the boar snake, it accumulates materials on a microscopic level. You keep dragging that thing through your bore, you're going to ruin your throat and ruin your bore. You want to use a clean patch, push from the chamber end to the muzzle in almost every situation.
Okay, I have a Dewey cleaning rod. That's okay?
Yeah, the Dewey cleaning rod and a clean patch with solvent or a clean patch with JB boar paste or a clean patch with synthetic oil. Push from the chamber end to the muzzle end is the only proper way to clean a rifle and maintain its accuracy. And if you can, with the type of rifle design that you have, you always want to use a bore guide.
Right, exactly. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Throw that boar snake in the trash can.
Okie doke. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. Good information there. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I've heard it. I have a question concerning anti-feminist women who say, feminists need to come to grips with reality and understand that men and women are not equal. For example, men cannot have babies, for one thing, and women, there are just certain things that they are not equal, is what she said. Or I don't know if she understands what that means. I guess if she they are so different that they cannot perform the same roles in society.
Let's answer that after the break.
Okay.
Thank you. John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The Father's Day sale continues until midnight tonight on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Sam, you got a response for John in Texas? Hello, Sam. Hello, Sam. Hello, Sam. Okay, Sam's still on a break. Okay, well, maybe Sam will get back with us. John, restate your question real quick, please.
Well, there's a...
Oh, Sam's back. Sam, you're back? You got a response for John? Hello, Sam.
Can you hear me now? Was it about women and men not being equal?
Roger that. Go ahead, Sam.
Are being so different that they cannot, that they do not, they just innately do not perform the same role in the world as each other. That they're designed differently.
Is there a question in there, or are we waiting for a new question?
Well, it's something that was brought up by an anti-feminist woman on a YouTube. I don't know if someone was in an interview that women.
Okay, I'm not sure there's a question here. John, you got a question for us?
Yes. How are women, it should be understood, is that there seems to be an effort to to make it appear that men and women are not innately different or fundamentally different in such a way that it makes them amenable, that they are in fact in different roles, and that there are just some things that they are not, that one is suited for and one is not suited for. Can you answer that? And also, with the so-called greatest generation that fought World War II, really one of the biggest bunch of dupes that ever walked the face of the earth?
Well, I don't know that I'm going to comment on that second statement, but I can tell you this: through simple observation, through scientific observation, the notion of people being equal is a false construct, because God gives different men different talents. So one man is not going to be equal to another in the majority of activities that they endeavor to be good at, because men are not equal to men. So certainly men are not equal to women. There are many things that women do, they're superior to what men do. And there are many other things that are typical that men do that are superior to what women do. And God gives each person their individual talents and gifts. And it's not about man or woman. It's about what gifts did God give you. Because someone could be very intelligent and be a researcher in science. They have one gift. And another person could be a craftsman or an artist and be incredibly gifted at sculpting, or gifted at building houses, or gifted at sewing high fashion clothing. And each individual has their own set of gifts. Those gifts come from God. It's absolutely ridiculous for human beings to try and force this false equality on everybody. They ignore God's gifts. They ignore God himself. And there's no truth in what they're doing. And I'll give you an example. I was in Japan. I was at a Suzuki factory where they build the sporting motorcycles. And one of the guys says to me, the Japanese tour guide said, would you like to see the engine building room where we build the GSXR 1100 engines? And I was excited about it. I was like, yeah, let's see that. And we walk into this large area that's like a clean room. And everybody's wearing masks, and they have gloves, and their hair's tied back, and everything's covered. And it looks like a science lab. And there are about 60 women, 50 to 60 women in there, and they're running these small air tools, assembling these engines at light speed. And I said to the tour guide, you don't have a single man here building this engine. And this Japanese guy looked at me, he goes, oh, no, no men. Men too slow. Men cannot build engine. Men too slow. And when you saw these women assembling these race motors, it was amazing how fast their hands were moving and how quickly they were assembling these engines. And so the Japanese figured out pretty quickly that when it comes to fine motor skills and assembly of small parts, women were far superior to the men. Now, let's go to the opposite extreme. Let's go to an offshore oil rig where somebody, this monster of a man, is working on the head of an oil rig all day. And I'm telling you, 99.9% of men on this earth are not strong enough to do that job. That guy is a beast. He is an absolute monster. No woman on earth could do that job and survive one day.
All right, well said. John, thank you for your call. We have a break, bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo the second weekend of August up in Des Moines, Iowa, the 12th and 13th of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The Father's Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads ends at midnight tonight, midnight the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com, or you can call my toll-free art line. It's 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, Sam builds custom rifles. Give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, our next caller is Michelle in New York. Morning, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Happy belated Father's Day to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. I have a question about, okay, well, you know how we have Faraday cages for our phones, for our laptops and what have you, but what about Faraday caps, like a hat? Is there anyone that sells those kinds of things?
Well, a hat wouldn't give you the coverage to give you any significant protection. And so a Faraday hat would not really work in the traditional shape of a hat. So you have to have 360-degree protection for the Faraday concept to work. And if you're just wearing a hat, that wouldn't do it. If you had an oxygen source, you could wear a Faraday suit. But I'm not sure why would you be after something like that?
The reason why is because Mike Adams, he did an interview a few days before you were on his show recently, John, and she was saying how they're not our government. They're able to track us from the top of our heads. And so when
that.
He was like, when he said, well, how are they able to do that? And she was like, well, I actually have to refer you to someone else. And I forget the guy's name that she said. But she's like, yeah, they could track us from the top of our heads. So here we are, you know, using our Faraday cages for our phone, so they can't track us with that. But so that's why I asked. So.
Yeah, and I would caution you on believing anyone that tells you something and can't back it up with credible scientific evidence immediately. So if I told you the Chinese were invading the Florida coast today and I had no credible evidence to show you, you should probably disregard my statement. Right? One of the things as Christian people, we have a responsibility to hit the mark. This is a biblical concept. And it's related, the metaphor has to do with marksmanship. We're supposed to hit the mark. We're supposed to be accurate with not only our discernment, but our statements. And there's no way to track you from the top of your head other than through satellite imagery. And a Faraday hat would not thwart any of that technology anyway. So I would caution you on believing everything that you hear.
Yeah, the reason why is because usually the guests that he has on a show, they have a lot of credibility, so I was just wondering.
Well,
but
you know,
perhaps you're right.
For me,
perhaps I have
for me the
more
credibility,
discernment.
Yeah, the credibility isn't in the person. The credibility is in the science. And so, you know, if you've used the scientific method or you have credible evidence backed up by the scientific method, that's one thing. But just like January 6th of a couple years ago, people made that about Donald Trump instead of making it about higher ideals and truth. And they've been exploited because of that mistake ever since. And same thing with these claims that people make about Faraday hats and other things. If there's no credible science to back it up, you have to reject it. Just like people using masks to thwart COVID. There's no scientific evidence that a mask would prevent a virus from being transmitted. But a bunch of people believed the lie. They didn't believe the science. And so they went with the mask. We still have people wearing masks out in public now. It's disgusting. But I'm glad they do, because if you're wearing a mask today and you don't have some severe health issue that mask protects you from a legitimate scientific perspective, if you're just wearing a mask because of fear, I'm glad you are, because it allows us to see that you're crazy from a far distance. You know, I mean, people have got to go back to scientific truth and get away from political propaganda and exaggerations, and what I call fear-mongering.
And speaking of Trump, I have a question. What do you guys think of Ivanka Trump being a young graduate from the World Economic Forum?
Oh, I'm not a fan of Ivanka Trump. I'll just tell you right now. And,
like,
I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is no defender of individual freedom. Donald Trump is a very wise guy from an economic standpoint. He helped this country's economy. He fixed a lot of things that Biden has now tried to destroy. But the Trump family is no bastion of the Bill of Rights concepts. I'll just tell you that. They're not.
Okay. Just one more thing, John. Did you hear of the latest direct effect from the clot shots? It's untreatable blood clots in the eyes. Did you hear about that one?
Untreatable blood clots in the eyes. I've not heard that one. No.
Yeah, it came out a few months ago, and it unfortunately reminds.
Are they actually blood clots or structures in the blood? There's a difference.
I'm not sure. I just heard blood clots.
Well, maybe I'll get that question to Marie Lasseter, the coroner I'm working with. Maybe she's heard about it. Thank you, Michelle. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to sign off with some really dark humor. That direct effect really reminds me of an old George Carlin joke, and it's no laughing matter, but you guys have a sense of humor, right?
Go ahead.
He had a skit called Things You Never Hear and Things You Don't Want to Hear, and it went like this. You don't want to be in your doctor's office and hear, "Well, Jim, there's no reason why you shouldn't live another 20 to 30 years. However, you will be bleeding constantly from both eyes." Have a good day, guys. God bless.
Okay. I guess I missed the funny part of that. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, humor is important, though, Sam, isn't it?
Absolutely. You have to be able to look at life, enjoy life. You know, one thing conservatives are really good at is identifying problems. One thing they're not good at is solutions. And, you know, God gives us this great gift of this planet, and all of these blessings and all of these talents he gives each individual. And you should celebrate that. You should enjoy life. You should live life. You should laugh. You should have a sense of humor, even when things aren't going perfect. You know, in Special Forces, we have a phrase called embrace the suck, right? So right. Even if things are going bad, you should keep your sense of humor, keep thinking, keep problem solving, and never stop enjoying life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sam, I want to go back to a topic we addressed earlier. A female relative of mine, she was considering, this is 20, about 18, 19 years ago, considering going to the Army Reserve to be a musician. And I was talking to her, and I looked up what happened if her outfit, which was a helicopter repair outfit, went to Iraq, what would her job be as a musician? And it would include convoy duty. And I said, young lady, if you go ahead and enlist and you're deployed, you'll not just be a musician, you'll also be assigned to convoy duty, which is one of the most dangerous things a human being can do with the U.S. Army in Iraq because of the obvious reasons.
IEDs.
Precisely. So it's pretty typical for the military to multitask people to do things that are above and beyond what they enlisted for, what they're trained for. And that's just being part of the military, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the military is not real good on full disclosure when they're recruiting people. They don't necessarily emphasize the truth to these young recruits. And I think that's problematic. You know, I think relationships should be conducted with an open hand. You shouldn't be hiding things if you're the U.S. military when you're recruiting young people. You should be giving them the straight scoop. Some recruiters do, but a lot of them don't because they're trying to make numbers and they don't want to turn people off or turn people away. And they have their number goals they're supposed to hit. And so the whole system doesn't really promote full disclosure.
That's right. That's right. A gentleman I know, he was told by a recruiter that he would be eligible to be in Special Forces. And it turned out he didn't go in the Army, but he wore glasses. And I worked with about 600 Green Berets at Fort Bragg at my unit, the 6th Special Forces Group. We had maybe two or three guys that wore glasses, and they were officers. I did not know a single enlisted man that wore glasses, not a single one. And so this recruiter was obviously lying, wasn't he?
Well, he could have been. You know, now we do the LASIK and other types of vision enhancements for the SF guys. So I don't know if the guy was aware of some way to get your vision enhanced so you could stay in Special Forces or follow that career path. But, you know, it's there are and should be hard lines when it comes to physical and vision-type characteristics if you have to work in SF. It certainly is that way for pilots.
You know,
you have to have better than 20/20 vision to get into a pilot program in our military. And it's been that way for a very long time.
And it should be. And it should be. There's no reason why that should change at all. We got open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Sam, we're in the presidential election cycle. We have quite a few declared candidates. Donald Trump is obviously in the lead. I am so disappointed that Donald Trump is still supporting these vaccinations. I wonder if he really believes it. Did they threaten to murder one of his children? We may never know why he supports these vaccinations. What do you think?
Well, that's going to be a huge problem for him if one of his opponents is smart enough to exploit that issue. And Donald Trump's got some real problems. He's got problems with the vaccine. He's got problem with gun rights. I mean, God-given rights. He's got some problems. If somebody's really shrewd in their campaign strategy, they can knock his numbers down significantly. And he has these vulnerabilities, and he's going to have to get wise quick, or he's going to blow this thing.
Well, Robert Kennedy hits pretty much everything he needs to, with the exception he believes human beings are changing the climate, which is an absolute fantasy, that carbon dioxide, which is necessary for green plants to grow, is somewhat some kind of poisonous substance. But otherwise, Robert Kennedy's doing quite well in most other areas, isn't he?
Yeah, Robert Kennedy's pretty conservative guy. You know, I don't like it when senators get elected to the president's office. I'm going to be honest with you. I think the U.S. Senate is the most corrupt, most evil organization in our government other than the FBI. In the CIA. We got problems with Central Intelligence. We got major problems with FBI. But the U.S. Senate, you know, the Republicans led by Mitch McConnell, who's married to a Chinese operative, you know, I mean, we got some big problems in the U.S. Senate. About the only guy I've ever seen oppose the U.S. Senate globalist agenda is Rand Paul. And, you know, guys like Ted Cruz were members of the Council on Foreign Relations, for God's sake. So when you look at our senators, both Republicans and Democrats, it's not a good look.
I'm trying to think, when was the last time a U.S. senator was elected to the presidency? Gerald Ford was a congressman, wasn't he? He was not a senator.
Yeah, I believe he was a congressman.
All right.
Look who's in office now.
Well, Obama, I guess, was a U.S. senator. That's the first one that comes to mind now that I think about it.
Obama, Biden, the Democrats.
Right. Biden, obviously, right.
You know, Bill Clinton, he was governor of Arkansas, right?
That's right.
Reagan was the governor of California.
Jimmy Carter, governor of Georgia, right.
Jimmy Carter's governor of Georgia, you know. I think America is, you know, they used to be smart enough to elect professional executives to the executive branch. Electing senators to the presidency has always been a disaster. I don't think I could name a senator elect to the presidency that was a good president.
I can't think who that would be offhand, not in this century. Or the last that I can think of. Okay, we got our last break coming up here in less than a minute, and we're not going to take any more calls. Won't be time to deal with. Well, let's see. Maybe we can slip Mike from Kentucky in there. Mike, go ahead.
Well, gee, thank you. You know, I have a 2-minute delay on my internet, so you kind of jumped topic on me a little bit. You're talking about special forces and the qualifications for that. When I tried to join they were extremely nitpicky, and the early 80s, we'll say generically, after Reagan took office. I don't know what the deal was, downsizing the military or something, but what do you think, if you've studied it at all, Ed Snowden's story about washing out of Special Forces, shattering both his legs? Have you looked at that to see? Some people say it's complete BS. You know anything about it?
Who are we talking about?
Ed Snowden. Edward Snowden. He supposedly left whatever it was he was doing to try to become Special Forces and washed out.
I don't know about that myself. We'll get a response from Sam after the break. Everybody hold on.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, what's your question for Sam regarding Edward Snowden?
To me, it speaks towards the credibility of Ed Snowden, but I also think it sounds very similar to Timothy McVeigh's claim that he was washed out of Special Forces, but then kind of became sent over to some other kind of special role. Ed Snowden claims that the claim is that he jumped some, you know, exorbitant height off a rope ladder or something and shattered his legs and washed out of Special Forces. Some people say he would have never been eligible for Special Forces with his glasses. So it's a credibility issue with Ed Snowden.
Okay.
It's in the movie somewhat.
Well, first off, I have no question about Edward Snowden's integrity. That man has spoken the truth where very few men have had the courage to speak truth.
I'm not arguing that part. But
as far as Special Forces go, ectomorph body styles, you know, there's three basic body types. There's ectomorphs, there's endomorphs, and there's mesomorphs. The most durable guys in Special Forces are the mesomorphs that are really intelligent guys. Ectomorphs don't typically survive Tier 1 asset level activities because their bodies are not as sturdily built, although there are some exceptions to that, and those guys are incredible athletes. But there's no shame in washing out of Special Forces. Special Forces is incredibly demanding physically. It's easy for a great athlete, a great candidate for SF to get injured and to be bounced out of selection. It happens all the time. And a lot of guys will heal up and they'll come back and they'll get back in the selection process and make it the second or third time. Now, Edward's injuries may have been significant to the point where he couldn't go back and try again. Doesn't really matter to me. I care about the truth. I don't care about people's feelings. And I have tremendous respect for Edward Snowden, regardless of his SF experience or non-experience.
Yeah, I just know how nitpicky they were with me. I was a half inch too short for airborne. And I've talked to several people about that, and they said, well, I can't believe that. Because I was only like 5'11 and a half or something at the time. They were screening people.
I tried to get into the Air Force or the Navy as a fighter pilot, and
yep.
I was too tall. Back then, the height limit was 39 inches sitting,
yep.
And I was 40 and a half inches sitting. And so that
right, I'm taller sitting than I am standing. I have a long back.
I wouldn't fit.
Yeah, I have a long back, so that I can't get in some roller coasters. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Last minute,
okay,
I had more stuff, but, you know.
Well,
we'll go.
Call back next Monday, Mike. We appreciate it. Sam, time to wrap it up. We appreciate you being with us. Your final word, sir.
Keep in mind that we're supposed to have discernment. We're not supposed to be easily fooled. We're supposed to be careful in how we make judgments and how we discern. And the bottom line is, the only way the evil wins is if we lay down or quit. So keep fighting for truth. Keep fighting for freedom. And John, let freedom ring, brother. I'll see you next week.
Roger that. Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.